From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. New developments in the case of the fired U.S. attorneys, and we'll speak with one of them in a moment.
Some of the questions being raised: were the firings motivated more by politics than job performance? And exactly what role did the White House play?
Democrats are calling for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to resign. Here is Senator Charles Schumer of New York speaking today.
I renew my call that Attorney General Gonzalez should step down. Today's resignation by his chief of staff does not take the heat off the attorney general. It raises the temperature.
No resignation today, but Gonzalez did abruptly cancel travel plans in order to make a statement and answer questions.
I believe in accountability. Like every CEO of a major organization, I am responsible for what happens at the Department of Justice. I acknowledge that mistakes were made here. I accept that responsibility. And my pledge to the American people is to find out what went wrong here, to assess accountability, and to make improvements so that the mistakes that occurred in this instance do not occur again in the future.
The White House has revealed that Harriet Myers, who was then White House counsel and a one-time Supreme Court justice nominee, proposed firing all 93 U.S. attorneys 2 years ago. That is shown in emails and other internal documents to be turned over to Congress today. Instead, 8 U.S. attorneys, all Republicans, were eventually fired. Congress is now investigating the matter, and so is Washington Post reporter Dan Egan, who joins me now. Welcome to Day to Day.
Glad to be here.
Well, you have seen these emails, these documents. What do they reveal to you about the White House involvement in the U.S. attorney firings?
Well, basically that it was extensive and went on for 2 years, which is, of course, completely at odds with what the administration has been saying for the past 2 or 3 months. They've always portrayed the White House as just kind of signing off at the very end. In fact, it was an idea from Harriet Myers for a much broader firing that started the whole ball rolling, and then they were involved throughout.
Well, why would she want to get rid of all U.S. attorneys?
I think the idea was to, and I should say that we have not seen an email outlining from her point of view why she would have wanted that done. It was apparently a verbal suggestion to a Justice Department official. The idea would be to just start fresh, give more Republicans more jobs. Having a U.S. attorney slot on your resume is a very nice thing. So I think that was the general idea, but it was immediately dismissed, we're told, by the Attorney General's office as being too disruptive and impractical. But at the same time, they did like the idea of identifying people that they wanted to get rid of and then opening up some of those positions for other people.
Now, part of the reason, apparently, President Bush has weighed in on this, part of the reason was some unhappiness over investigations into voter fraud. And can
Correct.
You go into that?
We do know that the White House has acknowledged that President Bush in October of last year, so keep in mind we're talking about very close to the election, told Alberto Gonzalez that he had been hearing a lot of complaints about voter fraud and that prosecutors, many U.S. attorneys, were not pursuing these cases enough. It was supposedly just a general comment that he did not suggest any course of action. But obviously, that raises a lot of questions about that kind of a comment from the president of the United States that comes, less than 2 months before a whole bunch of U.S. attorneys are fired.
Now, members of Congress, Democratic members of Congress, are calling for Karl Rove to come testify. They can't compel him to testify, but where is he in all this?
We're still searching for where Karl Rove is in all this. I mean, it's becoming clearer and clearer. He is mentioned in some of these emails as on the margins. For example, he is described as being very interested in the position of the Little Rock, Arkansas prosecutor. That prosecutor, we already knew, had been fired primarily to make room for a man named Tim Griffin, who used to work for Karl Rove. These emails show that he was, had some interest in that position. And there's an email from the Justice Department saying that they knew that there was great interest in getting Griffin appointed by Harriet, meaning Harriet Myers, and Karl, meaning Karl Rove.
How big a problem is this for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez? Charles Schumer, a Democrat from New York, is calling for his resignation. Gonzalez has been a controversial figure for some time now for other reasons. How big a problem is this issue for him now?
This is the crisis of by far the biggest crisis he's faced since being Attorney General and arguably since being in Washington. One of the key things here is that before he was when he was White House counsel, obviously he served under the president and was very close to the president in that capacity and was protected from a lot of the controversy that swirled around him. Then he became attorney general, and there was a Republican Congress, and that also a lot of the there would be complaints and small controversies that would erupt, but they would quickly fade because Congress would not pursue them. Obviously, we've got a much different demeanor in Congress now that it's controlled by Democrats, and they are being extremely aggressive in going after information, raising questions, and raising complaints. So, this is a very tough time for him. There's a lot of talk about whether he could resign. Because of his very close relationship to the president, he's worked to serve President Bush for more than 12 years now in all kinds of capacities going back to Texas. It remains to be seen what the odds are of his stepping down over this, but certainly the entire thing has been mishandled so dramatically. And now the mishandling seems to be going right to the Attorney General's office because all of these emails that we've been seeing and that have been turned over to Congress now came out of the Attorney General's office from his chief of staff, Kyle Sampson, who resigned yesterday. And there appears to be a rift of sorts between the Attorney General's office and the Deputy Attorney General's office and other parts of the Justice Department who essentially were kept in the dark about how extensive this plan was to fire U.S. attorneys and how involved the White House was.
All right, Dan Egan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Washington Post reporter Dan Egan. His article on the firings of the U.S. attorneys is in today's Washington Post.